Australia's residential aged care workers have until September 17 to receive a COVID vaccination under an agreement from the National Cabinet. With the deadline fast approaching, concerns are being raised within the sector, with reports up to 30% of staff in some states are at risk of losing work. Industry bodies and an infection control expert say poor planning from the federal government is the real enemy, not vaccine hesitancy, and they're calling for a different approach. Matt Bamford reports.
For the past year, Sean Marriott's 83-year-old father has been living in an aged care facility in Perth. Watching the latest COVID-19 outbreak unfold in Sydney, he feels lucky to be on the other side of the country.
Certainly you don't want the strain here. New South Wales is a disaster, really. No one wants to see people get infected and causing families grief. No one wants to see that.
His dad has been vaccinated, but chances are most of the people he relies on for round-the-clock care are not. 37% of aged care workers in the state have received a jab. Just 22% are fully vaccinated. The Northern Territory leads the nation with 70% of staff given their first dose. In the heart of the outbreak in New South Wales, it's 55%. A national deadline for all residential aged care workers to be given at least one jab is September 17, when vaccinations become mandatory. But there's doubt it can be achieved and uncertainty over how the rule will be enforced without creating staff shortages.
Oh, look, certainly. I think there's a situation now where really there's not enough care available. I think there's a shortage generally. So you certainly don't want to see less people who can work within it.
Mark Olson is from the West Australian branch of the Australian Nursing Federation.
Currently, it's going to be a disaster. If the figures that we have are anything to go by from our surveys, somewhere between 10 and 30% won't be vaccinated in mid-September, won't have received their first vaccination.
He says the federal government's approach is flawed.
All it's going to do is leave a large section of the aged care workforce unable to do their job and a large number of facilities unable to provide safe care for the residents.
Aged care workers are considered priority 1A in the national vaccine rollout strategy, but securing a jab hasn't been simple. This New South Wales worker, who does not want to be identified over fears for her job, says her colleagues are trying.
Well, for some of them, it's really hard. I mean, I have heard staff say that when they have gone to make an appointment online, they can't actually state that they're an aged care worker. And then when they actually get through, then the time that they get is sometimes after the deadline.
Baptist Care WA's Russell Bricknell says Commonwealth plans to provide on-site vaccinations early in the pandemic were never fulfilled.
The Commonwealth government promised aged care workers that they would do in-reach services into facilities to get them vaccinated and then failed to deliver on that promise.
He says it's put workers under undue pressure.
It's actually not the fault of staff. They've been waiting for these vaccination teams to arrive, and that's the frustration they have with this process.
University of Technology Professor Marilyn Cruikshank is an expert in infection control and a consultant on aged care and COVID-19 vaccinations. She doesn't think the September deadline is realistic.
So it doesn't seem that there's been very much thought given to how this is going to be implemented. Just by, bringing in the stick and the date, we don't really have an effective way of making that happen at the moment.
She'd like a more compassionate approach.
Firstly, we could, vaccinate staff on site. But at the end of the day, I think that if there was a sympathetic approach with some education and some explanation, there would be a much, bigger chance of getting good uptake.
Russell Bricknell has urged the government to proceed with caution.
I would be really disappointed if governments start to vilify aged care workers for not getting vaccinated in a time frame that they've artificially set. And if they were to now say our workers are being negligent because they have failed to bring vaccinations to them, I think that would be not only disappointing but scandalous.
The Department of Health has been contacted for comment.
That's our reporter Matt Bamford there.